Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger, advocates for victims of the Eaton fire in Los Angeles County. Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger, a top-tier California personal injury law firm, is investigating the Eaton Apartments fire in Los Angeles County. They are looking into potential safety violations and negligence by property owners, landlords, or third parties. Tenants affected by the fire may be entitled to compensation for property loss, relocation expenses, emotional distress, and personal injury claims. The firm is dedicated to holding responsible parties accountable and ensuring justice is served. With over six decades of legal excellence, Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger has a strong track record of securing settlements for victims of fires and personal injury cases in California. Victims are urged to seek legal counsel to explore their rights and potential claims.
Surety industry unites on Capitol Hill to advocate for key legislative priorities. The Surety and Fidelity Association of America, SFAA, and the National Association of Surety Bond Producers, NASBP, recently led a legislative fly-in to advocate for key legislative priorities on Capitol Hill. Industry members met with Congress to discuss the importance of construction surety bonds and support the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor and Taxpayer Protection Act. This bipartisan legislation aims to strengthen the Water Infrastructure Subcontractor Finance and Innovation Act by requiring appropriate bonding for all projects, including public-private partnerships. Surety professionals highlighted the significant savings and benefits of surety bonding, emphasizing its role in protecting taxpayer dollars, ensuring project completion, and driving economic growth. SFAA President Ryan Work and NASBP CEO Mark McCallum underscored the vital role of surety bonds in supporting public infrastructure projects and thanked industry professionals for engaging with Congress. The industry leaders also discussed bonding requirements for various federal infrastructure projects, including ongoing P3 projects and the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. SFAA and NASBP are committed to continuing their dialogue with Congress, the administration, and federal agencies to advance key priorities that support projects nationwide.
Contractor Exchange and NORCAT enhance contractor compliance after RV Greater Sudbury. Contractor Exchange and NORCAT have partnered to provide an end-to-end solution for contractor risk management in response to the RV Greater Sudbury case. This partnership aims to help project owners demonstrate due diligence in contractor selection and risk management. Contractor Exchange offers a structured pre-qualification framework, while NORCAT provides training and certification programs for worksite-level risk management. At the corporate level, Contractor Exchange collects and verifies critical contractor data, enhancing risk management. This collaboration streamlines pre-qualification and contractor compliance, making it more accessible and cost-effective for organizations. By integrating industry-leading training, certification, and risk management capabilities, Contractor Exchange and NORCAT aim to help businesses navigate evolving regulatory requirements with confidence and efficiency. GeoVax highlights the critical role of MVA-based vaccines in U.S. biodefense strategy. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights the critical role of its modified Vaccinia Ankara MVA vaccine platform in strengthening U.S. biodefense capabilities. Efforts in MVA vaccine design align with key recommendations from the Bolstering U.S. Biodefense Report, emphasizing the need for diversified medical countermeasures to protect national security. GeoVax's transition to a next-generation manufacturing platform aims to enhance vaccine supply chain security and scalability. The company's MVA-based approach complements existing vaccine platforms, addressing strategic national stockpile shortfalls. With a new HHS administration, GeoVax's focus on U.S.-based vaccine production aligns with national health security goals. The company urges policymakers to support domestic vaccine production and biodefense innovation through increased funding, streamlined regulatory approvals, and public-private partnerships.
BKTV investigates unanswered questions surrounding misconduct, mischief, and murder in North Dakota. BKTV is launching a special series titled Dunseith Declassified, hosted by Lori Hinz, to investigate allegations and incidents surrounding shady businesses and individuals in Dunseith, North Dakota. The series will explore connections to an alleged assassination, unexplained deaths, stalking, military secrets, nuclear security, and questionable business practices. The debut episode airs on March 5th, 2025, at 5 p.m. CT on BEKTV, with new episodes every Wednesday. Viewers can watch on BEKTV channels or the BEKTV Plus app. The series aims to shed light on potential misconduct and its implications for the community, including key figures, government officials, and troubling events. Viewers with information can contact the BETV team at 701-712-0099 or tips@becknews.com.
Richmond-born attorney named in Super Lawyer's Top 50. David W. Craig, a Richmond-born attorney and managing partner of Craig, Kelly & Faultless, has been named in the Top 50 Indiana Super Lawyers list for the third consecutive year. With over 35 years of experience, David is dedicated to championing the underdog and representing severely injured victims of car and truck wrecks. He is one of the founders of the firm, which now has 10 attorneys, all of whom are 2025 Super Lawyers or Rising Stars honorees. David's work is rooted in compassion and hard work, believing that every life matters and deserves justice. He is nationally recognized in truck and commercial motor vehicle accident law, with numerous accolades and awards to his name. David's dedication to his clients and his community is evident in his lifelong commitment to fighting for justice.
Media and Democracy Project appeals dismissal of Fox broadcast license challenge. The Media and Democracy Project has appealed the FCC Media Bureau's decision to deny their petition to deny and grant Fox-owned station WTXF-TV's renewal application. MAD's appeal highlights serious errors inconsistent with FCC precedent and the Communications Act. The appeal dismantles the Bureau's rushed decision, emphasizing key points: character matters, Fox's misconduct, First Amendment protection, and politically motivated decisions by FCC Chair Rosenworcel. MAD's petition is supported by media and FCC veterans, urging the FCC to overrule the order and hold a hearing. MAD is a nonpartisan organization focused on strengthening a free and independent media in the public interest. For more information, visit mediaanddemocracyproject.org. Dr. Mike Katz, tapped as Delaware State Chair for U.S. term limits. Dr. Mike Katz has been named the Delaware State Chair for U.S. term limits. With experience in both private and public service, including serving in the Delaware State Senate and running for the U.S. Senate in 2024, Dr. Katz understands the importance of congressional term limits. Polls show that 81% of Delaware residents support term limits, highlighting the bipartisan appeal of this issue. Dr. Katz believes that term limits will increase accountability, diversity, and efficiency in government. Under his leadership, U.S. Term Limits aims to pass a resolution in Delaware calling for congressional term limits.
A ghosted father's plea, "Let me be a father, not just a case number," a hunger strike for family court reform. A father, after 2 years of legal struggles, is on day 20 of a hunger strike to raise awareness about challenges parents face in family court. He emphasizes the need for fair legal proceedings and due process in parental rights cases. This father's story reflects a national concern for transparency and accountability in family court disputes. He calls for a system that prioritizes children's best interests through fair proceedings. The Ghosted Father movement aims to highlight systemic issues and advocate for meaningful change in family courts. To learn more, visit ghostedfather.com.
Shamikat Alsheka, owned by Ibrahim al-Muhaydib, claims al-Shaddad Award and the title of Munkiyat al-Jazeera. Ibrahim al-Muhaydib's camel herd, Shamikat al-Sheka, claimed the title of Munkiyat al-Jazeera at the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival. Along with the prestigious title, al-Muhaydib received the al-Shaddad Award and a private jet as rewards. The event, featuring cutting-edge digital technology, celebrated the meeting of the event patron and set a new standard in heritage competitions. The Rai al-Nadhar platform, recognized by Guinness World Records, showcased the fusion of tradition and innovation, solidifying Saudi Arabia's position as a leader in heritage presentation. Lawsuit alleges sexual assault and civil rights violations against Minneapolis former officer. A federal lawsuit has been filed against former Minneapolis police officer David Edward Campbell, alleging that he sexually assaulted a minor female on numerous occasions while on duty and in uniform. Officer Campbell violated Minneapolis Police Department policies by conducting unauthorized ride-alongs with the minor in his squad car, as stated in the complaint filed by attorneys Timothy Lessman and Paul Peterson. Campbell was convicted of multiple charges and served a prison sentence. The lawsuit aims to hold both Campbell and the city of Minneapolis accountable for the trauma inflicted on the plaintiff and for the failure to enforce department policies. This case highlights the importance of transparency and accountability in law enforcement to protect civil rights and safety. James Chang was Berkeley Councilmember Ben Bartlett's 2024 election secret weapon. James Chang, Chief of Staff for City of Berkeley. City Councilmember Ben Bartlett played a crucial role in Councilmember Bartlett's re-election campaign, helping secure almost 70% of the vote. With over 10 years of experience in public service, Chang leads the daily operations and long-term vision of the Councilmember's office, focusing on housing and public safety issues. He spearheaded successful projects that improve the quality of life for Berkeley residents, including a 3-year housing funding strategy to reduce homelessness and securing $27 million in infrastructure funding through collaborative legislation. Chang's dedication to serving constituents and delivering results has made him a proven progressive leader in Berkeley. BEK-TV brings back legislature today with the start of the 69th ND legislative session. BEK-TV announces the return of legislature today as the 69th North Dakota legislative session begins. Hosted by Gary Emeneth, the program will offer exclusive coverage of daily events in the state legislature as part of the Open Range show, airing weekdays at 9 p.m. CT. Viewers can watch on BEK-TV channels statewide or through the BEK-TV Plus app for free. Emeneth, a former NDGOP state chairman, will provide in-depth analysis of session topics, bill drafts, voting results, and policy decisions. The program aims to educate viewers on the legislative process and issues affecting their lives, featuring lawmakers, experts, and staff. Catch Legislature Today on BEK-TV via satellite, DirecTV, and cable providers, or stream live and on demand. BEK-TV is known for its locally owned, unscripted programming, and has been recognized as the best local TV station by the Bismarck Tribune multiple times.
Carlsbad Department of Development awarded grant from Energy Communities Alliance. The Energy Communities Alliance has awarded grants to 5 local community entities, including the Carlsbad Department of Development, CDOD, to develop avenues for inclusive public engagement and discussions of consent-based siting approaches. Each grant recipient will receive $75,000 for up to 12 months. CDOD will convene community members and experts in a dialogue around consent-based siting, producing reports and educational materials related to assessing and mitigating local concerns. These awards support ECA's goals of building capacity in communities interested in consent-based siting and facilitating deeper engagement. CDOD serves as the economic development agency for the city of Carlsbad and Eddy County, New Mexico, providing assistance to businesses considering the area for expansion and new investment. For more information, visit developcarlsbad.org.
Hibbett and Nike announced Duncanville High School Boys and Girls Basketball as second recipient of new philanthropic initiative, First String. Hibbett and Nike have named Duncanville High School Boys and Girls Basketball as the second recipient of their philanthropic initiative, First String. The program, in partnership with Nike, includes a $50,000 donation to the basketball programs. The launch event featured NBA player Anthony Black, who shared his journey from high school standout to NBA draft pick. The teams received LeBron Witness 8 shoes and scholarship funding. The initiative aims to empower student athletes both on and off the court, providing career development opportunities and support. For more information on First String, contact Kelly Bowman at kelly.bowman@hibbett.com.
UNO CEO urges congressional action on life-saving reforms. Maureen McBride, PhD, CEO of the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, has urged Congress to take action on a series of reforms to improve the organ donation and transplantation system. The proposed changes aim to remove barriers, increase efficiency, and reduce organ non-use to save more lives. Supported by nearly 70 community members, the letter outlines key proposals such as mandating automated donor referrals, in-cabin airline transportation for organs, organ tracking, and incentivizing hospitals to accept hard-to-place organs. These reforms could lead to more available organs for transplant, potentially preventing 4,000 deaths annually. UNOS is committed to strengthening the system and advocating for patients in need of life-saving transplants. Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee files class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanagement of Haiti earthquake relief funds. The Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee, along with individual plaintiffs, have filed a class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanaging and misappropriating over $500 million in funds raised for Haiti's 2010 earthquake recovery. The lawsuit alleges that the funds were diverted for unrelated projects and administrative expenses, failing to deliver on commitments to rebuild critical infrastructure. The plaintiffs are seeking over $750 million in compensatory damages, $250 million in punitive damages, and a full accounting of the funds raised for Haiti. The lawsuit emphasizes the importance of holding large international organizations accountable for fulfilling their commitments and ensuring transparency in future fundraising campaigns. A global joint statement condemns cancellation of international religious event in South Korea. An administrative decision by a South Korean government agency sparked international controversy, raising concerns about religious freedom. On November 27th, religious leaders and opinion leaders delivered a joint protest statement to the government of the Republic of Korea, condemning the cancellation of the venue rental on October 29th as an act of biased religious oppression through public power. Signed by 402 organizations, 758 religious representatives, and 977 individuals across the globe, totaling 1,735 signatories, the statement emphasized the psychological and financial damage caused to the international participants and highlighted the need for accountability. The joint protest statement demands accountability for this situation and calls for an official apology from the Gyeonggi provincial government and the Gyeonggi Tourism Organization to both domestic and international religious organizations and the global community.
Stocks to watch as China tightens control over antimony exports. The U.S.-China trade conflict escalates as Beijing bans exports of critical minerals like antimony to the United States, impacting defense and technology sectors. With China controlling nearly half of global antimony mining, companies like Lockheed Martin face supply chain disruptions. Military Metals Corp. is strategically acquiring mineral-rich properties to secure alternative sources of antimony, while Perpetua Resources advances the Stibnite Gold Project in Idaho to produce both gold and antimony for national security. United States Antimony Corporation expands in Alaska to develop domestic sources of critical minerals. These companies are crucial in addressing the West's dependency on adversarial nations for essential resources amidst rising tensions.
Global joint statement condemns cancellation of venue for international religious event in South Korea. Prominent figures, including religious leaders, issued a joint statement condemning the cancellation of a venue rental in South Korea as biased religious oppression. The statement, signed by 402 organizations and 758 religious representatives, highlighted the impact on over 30,000 expected participants from 78 countries. The Gyeonggi Tourism Organization's last-minute cancellation has sparked protests and calls for an official apology. Despite prior approvals and safety inspections, the venue cancellation was attributed to pressure from opposing groups. Global leaders have demanded disciplinary action and measures to prevent future occurrences, emphasizing the importance of religious freedom and human rights.
State agencies and private sector join forces with BrightKey to combat fentanyl in correctional facilities. State agencies and the private sector have teamed up with BrightKey to combat the threat of fentanyl in correctional facilities. BrightKey's advanced male screening program detects fentanyl and other illicit substances, enhancing safety for inmates and staff. This partnership aligns with legislative efforts like the Interdiction of Fentanyl at Federal Prisons Act, demonstrating a commitment to addressing the fentanyl crisis. By implementing effective screening measures, BrightKey and its partners set a new standard for safety and accountability in the justice system, reducing the risk of fentanyl-related incidents and lawsuits. The collaboration highlights advanced screening technology, improved safety, and legislative alignment, showcasing the power of public-private partnerships in addressing this critical issue. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.